Всем привет! Это Survival Russian Course. My name is Nikolai Tishin, and this is podcast number 37. 37, okay? I hope you've listened the past 36 podcasts. Это подкаст номер 37. 37. Сегодня мы и я говорю о числах. О числах. Числа от 1 до миллиона. 1 и миллион. Today I'm speaking about numerals, Russian numerals, from 1 to 1 million. We've already learned numerals from 1 to 100 in one of the first podcasts. And today we're going to continue, because the numerals are crucially important in our everyday life. And our everyday speaking situations. Now, let us repeat the numerals from 1 to 100. From 1 to 10, that would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now from 10 to 100, if we count by 10th, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 и 100. 100 is 100. This is what we memorized before. Now we're going to go move forward. And stay, take a step, step forward, and we will learn more today. Now, the numerals from 100 to up to 1,000 would be as follows. Well, I mean, 100, 200, etc. In English, you just add the 100. In Russian, this is one word. 100, 200. 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, 900, and 1,000 would be 1000. 1000. If we pronounce it fast, like we normally do, we say тысяча, тысяча, одна тысяча, 1,000. If we say it like 2,000, 3, etc., we say одна тысяча, and then две, not два, we say две, две тысячи, три тысячи. Четыре тысячи. And then after 4,000, when it's 5, we say пять тысяч. Шесть тысяч. Семь тысяч. Восемь тысяч. Девять тысяч. Девять, десять тысяч. And then we continue using the same word тысяч, okay? 11,000, 11,000, 12,000, 13,000, 25,000, 50,000, 150,000, 200,000, 250,000, 340,000. 420,000, etc., etc., etc. Up to миллион, 1 million, 1 миллион. So why do we say одна тысяча and 1 миллион? Why is it одна and один? Well, because тысяча is a feminine noun and миллион is masculine. Okay, pronoun. Now, you remember we have to agree the adjectives with pronouns and with nouns. In this case, it's a noun. So we say одна тысяча. But if it's million, we say один миллион. Okay, so now let's practice a little bit. So I'm going to tell you the number in English. Then I will make a pause and let you try to say it. Say it out loud. If you're at work or somewhere, you cannot actually speak it. Well, try to listen to this podcast when you're back home and try to say it out loud. Хорошо? Now let's begin.
25, 20, 130, 130, 150, 150, 150, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250, 250,
45. 576. 576. 990. 990. 2500. 2500. 3500. 3500. 5000. 5000. 600. 600. 9540. 9540. Okay. Now, today I have also sent you the picture of a very, very common question in a shop, in a grocery store, in the supermarket, or in the marketplace, wherever you are buying something. The easiest way and the simplest way to ask for the price is to say, сколько стоит? So once again, the stress is, it falls on the letters that are marked with red. Сколько стоит? Сколько стоит? You could say, извините, сколько стоит эта машина? Excuse me, how much does this car cost? Or, извините, сколько стоит это? So if you just say это and point out at this, this is just enough for the salesperson to understand what you are talking about and what you are asking price for. Извините, сколько стоит это? Or, извините, сколько это стоит? So you can put это between two words. Сколько это стоит? Or you can say, сколько машина стоит? So you see, the word order in Russian is not so strict like it is in English, so it's quite flexible, thus we can actually play with the words and put them in different places in the sentence. But you have to memorize and remember this phrase. Сколько стоит? All right? Okay, I hope you've enjoyed this class, this podcast. In the next podcast, you will be doing a very interesting, assignment, a task, which we actually did before with other numerals. And also, you will hear some dialects, like in the stores. Хорошо? Have a good day and talk to you tomorrow. Sorry, I will talk to you today. Пока-пока!